This is Thomas Lindemann from the Cologne University of Applied Sciences, Germany. I'm a graduate student in rescue engineering in my third year, and my thesis is about the rescue times needed by fire services at critical structure fires. Do you know how much time it takes to rescue a person from a house fire? All over the world, fire services need to work effectively in order to save lives. One factor of being effective is the short response and travel time of the fire crews to get on scene on an incident quickly, because this directly affects the number and location of the fire stations required. The maximum allowed travel time for each fire station is derived from the time needed by the fire crews on the scene of an incident to rescue people from fires. In Germany, a couple of state-of-the-art regulations determine this time needed on the fire ground to be not more than 3 to 4 minutes, but an empirical research has never been conducted yet. For my thesis, I carried out a series of practical tests involving numerous fire departments in order to measure the time that the fire crews actually need to rescue two occupants from a structure fire simulated in a residential building. One occupant was shouting at the window on the second floor, and the other one was missing somewhere in the apartment. The initial actions of the first arriving fire crews began with a size up and initiating the rescue for both occupants through two independent approaches: laddering to the window of the shouting occupant and accessing the building with a hose line via the stairwell in order to find the trapped victim and remove him safely from the smoke-filled building. As a result, it turned out that the mean rescue times needed for these operations were 30 minutes. That clearly exceeds the current German regulations for sizing fire services that use up to only 4 minutes. Even the fastest crew participating in my drills needed almost 8 minutes to rescue the unconscious occupant. This is interesting, because thus, the current method of sizing fire departments must be questioned and might not be state-of-the-art anymore as the only valid approach. Also, there are measured times available now to account for firefight operations in fire protection and life safety designs. As an additional aspect, these extensive lengths of measured rescue times illustrate once again the significance of self-rescue in case of a fire, and stresses the importance of fire prevention measures such as early fire detection by using smoke detectors in the home environment.